Montgomery County residents are asking commissioners to pass a welcoming act to protect immigrant residents. WHYY's Emily Neal has more.
Residents have spoken up at board meetings encouraging commissioners to guarantee protections for immigrant residents. Thursday night's meeting in Lower Marion Township was no different. Pam Albright was one of six people who spoke out about their concerns.
In our neighborhood, we were really heartbroken to find out that a lot of kids were talking about how they were afraid their parents were going to get deported. So I want us to be able to protect our neighbors and friends who are vital members of our community.
Commissioner Jamila Winder says she is open to considering a welcoming act, but the county's authority is limited.
I'm committed to, you know, working with our solicitor to see what we can do without jeopardizing all of the federal funds that we rely on to deliver our programs and services.
Montgomery County is home to more than 90,000 foreign-born residents. Emily Neal, WHYY News.
SEPTA has turned on the electronic fare collection system to include contactless payments on the regional rails. Scott Sauer, who is head of the transit agency, said that will expand the people who can ride the system without having to reach for cash.
So about 15% of our customers today use contactless instruments to ride SEPTA. That is a credit card, a debit card, Apple Wallet, Apple Watches, any sort of non-SEPTA fare instrument that's a contactless item.
Sauer specifies Trenton Trains still can't use the contactless purchase because the turnstiles haven't been installed on the Jersey side of the ride. They're going to be working on